chowder or chowda?
Chowda.
With the A?
It's chowda.
Okay, with the heavy A? Okay.
Yeah, that's how they say it.
All right.
So I know I lived in Mass for 6 months.
All right. Okay. The OG did 5 years. So I'm sure she'll be weighing in with
chowda.
Chowda?
Chowda.
And what do you think the question should be for our Stan and Shen on the street, minus one?
Stan on the street. Stan.
Well, I don't know. We don't have a logo yet for Stan and OG on the street. So, I mean, are we just going to go clam or corn? Or are we going to go clam, corn, chicken, Manhattan? Do you think four is too many to ask? What's your favorite chowder?
Yeah, that's getting to be like...
way too much. Like, just go, what's your favorite chowder?
Me. Yeah, just...
I said chicken?
There's not really... You can't really have a question with chowder. It's not like soup or chocolate. It's kind of...
Solid opinions on chocolate.
Yeah.
So Saturday, we are doing the hangover food version of the Stan and Shen show, minus one, as we come off of Chocolate Fest and we go into Chowda Fest.
Chowda.
Is it bigger than Belmont?
Well, I mean, Belmont only happens like... Actually, it might be people-wise, yeah. So, I mean, so Belmont on Broadway brought, what, 20 to 25,000 people. Chowder has seen close, if not more than 30,000 in the past, depending on the day and the weather. So, yeah, I mean, as big, if not bigger.
I think it's massive, and my disappointment, I think, is immeasurable that I will be minus one.
Listen, I love chowder. What I do not love is crowds. I'm not a crowds person. You know that. This is why I never go to New York City, even though I love things in New York City, but I just cannot stand crowds of people. And it's not like we're judges, so we can't like sort of scoop around to the side and just get a sample.
We're not.
You got to wait in those lines.
We're not committed. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not professionally.
Sampling 82 chowders.
As Mr. T, I pity the fool.
Throw up at the end. I mean, this is all, I believe, done via crowd votes by like serving size or servings.
And that's one thing we kind of talked about, you know, in relationship to coming off soup stroll. And it's not, I mean, it's nothing against soup stroll. I think the way they do it is great. But I do like the formula of Chowder Fest. Is that Discover Saratoga has this, the categories you're in, you're competing against, is by serving size. So if you're on Broadway, your cantina, you're going to serve 2,000, 3,000, maybe 4,000 samples.
Yeah.
And then if you're the mill down in Round Lake, or if you're Bentley's in Malta, you're going to be in a lower category. So just volume alone, those guys up in Saratoga are going to win. So I do like the fact of how they do that. And they announce it right at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting because you're also notice that like just in the city alone, just particularly speaking, like one example, like West Ave isn't actually doing it at their West Ave location. They're actually partnering with the Night Owl this year. So they actually may move up in a category. I'm not sure, just because, I mean, they're going to be right in the heart of Caroline Street. And so it's going to be jam packed, and it's supposed to be not the warmest of days this weekend, but it'll be sunny. So that will draw
sunny as king.
Big numbers. Also, a huge change this year that will definitely impact crowd size is Broadway is being closed down from 10 to 4:30. So the entirety of the main portion of the event, obviously lots of things happen at night in Saratoga Springs. but for the main portion of Chowder Fest, they're closing down a good portion of Broadway from Lake Avenue to Washington Street from 10 to 4:30. And that's all because of, safety precautions following the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans. So you'll see that. And they will be busing people this year from Saratoga Casino Hotel. There's 4 shuttles running, and they run from 10 to 5. So I think that's going to lead to actually larger crowds, because the 1 year I had to drive up there, there were people who just darted in the middle of the street. So not exactly safe.
And so two things. One is we've been a proponent, again, our editor, senior, you know, Miles Reed lives in Saratoga. Chowderfest has been part of his DNA with himself and his kids and things like that. He knows the crowds. He knows the traffic and things like that. Coming off of last year, the Gazette was a proponent of writing an editorial suggesting the closure of a portion of Broadway because of safety purposes. And this was, again – again, a year ago, we did have, you know, an accident. We did have, you know, some people doing some horrific things around that time. This was, even before they closed it for Belmont and Broadway, saw the success of that. And there's some adjustments we've talked to Todd Simkus about that we're going to play once we get done with food here in the next couple weeks. So the Gazette itself was proponent for closing this down because of the experience with the holiday parade and the jobs Schenectady County and the city of Schenectady does to protect the participants and make it a more enjoyable event. And I think Chowderfest has now grasped onto that. Thank goodness they did the shutdown for Belmont and Broadway. They've learned. They're doing it for the right reasons. And our point from the talking to editorial staff was not only, you know, the evil people, but it's literally just a CDTA bus.
Yeah.
It's literally an individual who may have a medical event.
Yeah. I mean, if you – like the prime example of this is, you know, the Eagles recently, you know, won their championship game. And during the celebrations down in the city, someone accidentally drove their car into the crowd of people, injuring numerous people there. We're trying to avoid that in Saratoga Springs. We're trying to avoid that. Someone darts out while crossing in the crosswalk but doesn't have the light and gets hit – sort of scenario. Yeah. I think it's going to be great. It'll be interesting to see how much it impacts other businesses in downtown. I think, you know, when I talk to Heidi Owen West from the DBA, it can play either way for them, really. You know, I mean, obviously the mindset is you're there for chowder, but my mindset is window shopping too. So, like, you know, you can do all of that on Broadway. And so I think that'll be interesting. And the other thing that, you know, was really honed in on is, like, the crowd of people is not so – so, like, they're not closing all the streets. So it is just Broadway, and, like, people will venture off down side streets as they look for a chowder, and they're walking from neighborhoods and things like that. So people still have to be cognizant when they're out and about. But we're not going to get like we saw for Belmont, where everybody's just sort of amassed into one area listening to music.
With the bike gates and things like that.
Yeah,
this is going to be great, because I know part of this also is you've also got different sponsors, including the Daily Gazette. We're going to have a booth there. I think Aaliyah Kia's there. I think there's some other people there. And as that community thing that you and I talked about and talked to Todd Simkus about bringing that into Belmont to help assist the businesses and things like that. And I think without having those bike racks, because you were looking for those guardrails, think people are just going to be free to go back and forth and back and forth. And you and I were there 2 years ago, and last year I was there with the gang. The amount of people that were packed on both sides of Broadway really made this – force this issue to occur, and it's the right move to Saratoga.
Oh, yeah. I mean –
for this one.
It's just – it is insane trying to just even get to the city for Chowderfest.
It is.
And we're not going to talk about – we're not going to talk about
– I think our listeners
–
our listeners deserve to know
– that I got lost in a parking garage during Chowderfest because I had never parked in this garage before, and the city – like, this will be the one time that I – have the most bias about the city garages ever, but there were no good signs there. There was no direction whatsoever. I was running late for the assignment. I was stressed. There was barely any parking. I, to this day, have a traumatic experience related to Chowderfest. That's not the reason I'm not going this year. I'm not going because we're doing Chocolate Fest the night before, and that's a lot of food in a span of 12 hours for Shannon, even though I love food, and also just I need a Saturday, guys. I'm sure everybody understands that when you're in our biz, the days you get off are celebrated. So, Stan will be out there, though. holding down the fort for the Stan and Shen show.
With
Rita?
The OG.
Yes.
The OG co-host, my wife Rita.
And if you guys think I have hot takes, Rita has even hotter takes on things. So I can't wait to see what their videos look like from Saturday.
Yep. And Newsy will be on Broadway.
That's going to be awesome. That'll be great. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
That's $1 million in goodwill for the Gazette and for Newsy, our newspaper mascot. Things lined up very late to get availability to have Newsy there. Newsy will be there later in the afternoon, just there to take photos. Newsy will have their soup stir. The big soup stirrer and the apron on. So Newsy.
Well, it's a chowder spoon now.
It's a chowder plowder.
I'll laugh with that one. That was actually pretty good on the spot there. But to sort of jump into some of the things.
Shannon getting lost in a parking garage because she'd never been in one apparently beforehand. But no, it was this particular garage that she has angst with. But
I do, and I've never parked there since. I just want to let that be known.
And we kid because we care, and I will never forget the conversation of you yelling on your speakerphone as I'm standing. I'm going, where are you?
I just want to apologize. I'm pretty sure I either parked in the judge's spot or the mayor's spot or some city council that day because I left my business card so that they knew it was me so that – because I just had to be on assignment, and we were there for maybe half an hour to an hour. But it was like one of those things where, like, I was working Saturdays then. You got multiple things going on. And when you have to cover such a big event like this, which is also kind of why I'm happy they closed Broadway, because, like, just trying to get down that street to even go find parking is a hazard. So I'm happy that they're doing it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's going to be great for safety. I think we might even see in the future more people sort of just congregate and just take it to, you know, maybe other businesses, especially like how we see for Chocolate Fest, retail businesses start participating and they get a restaurant to just come down there and serve from there.
All right. But if I get the publisher to pay for an Uber, would you come to Chowder Fest?
Not this year. I'm already busy on my Saturday.
All right. We'll put that in the budget for 2026.
Yeah.
But she did get lost in a parking garage. Okay.
Anyways, moving on. So let's talk a little bit about.
Yeah, let's talk about the big day.
About the big day. So lots of good stuff coming up. Quick little shout out apology to West Ave Chicken, who we were supposed to interview, but there was some miscommunication because Shannon has had a
week.
A wonderful week and a half of dealing with some plumbing problems in her apartment. And so we weren't able to make it out there. So just huge apology to Mario. But, you know, they've won in the past. They're going to be there, both West Ave Chicken and Pizza. So West Ave Chicken will be at the Night Owl serving up West Ave Chicken Chowder. And then West Ave Pizza will be doing tortellini soup over at the City Center. So tortellini soup I don't think is chowder, guys, but we'll let that one slide.
So you're getting your hot take in now.
I'm getting that hot take in now. But I think that's just for, like, you know, them to have a little bit of fun. But they are going to have some West Ave chicken chowder, and I wonder if that tastes a little bit of, like, their West Ave chicken sliders, which are phenomenal if you haven't had a chance to try them. But, I mean, just I was rolling, like, through the list, and there is some really good stuff on there. Like, I have no idea what is Portuguese clam chowder, but I'm intrigued to figure that out. Some Cajun chowder in there, buffalo chicken chowder. I saw a bacon cheeseburger chowder. I guess my question to people is, what makes a chowder?
Is that the question?
It might be.
Do we change it up?
What exactly is a chowder?
What's a
chowder? So, as someone who's lived in Mass
just for less than a year,
out of college for 6 months. I just want to note
the
that
expert weighs
the,
in.
The funniest story to come out of Chowder Fest may be this. I live there, and I'm like, you know, I'm just at home one day, and I was like, you guys want to go get some New England clam chowder? And the silence was deafening in the house as everyone stared at me. And then someone 5 minutes later, after being stared at like I was a chicken with my head cut off, goes to me, it's just chowder here. And I was like, oh, because I could not. Like, I knew I was in a New England state, but could not for the life of me comprehend that they would just call it chowder anyway.
Coming soon, the grinder, hoagie, wedge debate.
Let's not even get into that.
Here's what I'm looking forward to and things like that. It's a broad base to cover. It's kind of like what we had with Soup Show. There's a lot of places to get to, but seven places are going to be at the city center.
I have to pause you for a second because I just happened to look down and Storch Shop's going to have a competing mascot. Just want to let them know there's going to be other mascots out and about. I've already seen, I think Saratoga Candy Company might have theirs, but Storch is going to have Flavor the Cow. So I better see photos of Newsy and Flavor the Cow together. That's all I'm saying.
Newsy's a very agreeable mascot. Newsy will not be throwing hands.
Yeah.
Well, so I think we could have some fun, and I think within the mascot community.
Yeah, and if we could maybe talk, I don't know, maybe this is the time to talk to Flavor the Cow about a Newsy ice cream. I'm thinking a
black and white, like a cookies and cream.
Sort of, but there is already a cookies and cream, so we're gonna have to come up with a little bit of a. Well, I feel like it has to have coffee in there because you know we run on that.
Well,
so
here's the thing, you know what's red and what's black and white and red all over, is a newspaper.
Yeah.
So what if a cookies and cream with cherries in it?
Okay. That's cool. It has
you
a slogan
pause.
Already.
That
it
was already, that was already was going.
Thinking, or I was thinking like a chocolate-covered coffee bean and like a vanilla, like a French vanilla
go
flavor.
Go black and white.
Yeah, because we run on coffee. I mean, and I don't want
to the espresso
steal,
chips.
I don't want to steal Dunkin's, but like slogan, but like if you go into any newsroom anywhere, you're probably going to see a lot of Storch coffee cups or Dunkin' coffee cups or just coffee cups with K-cup we use in the office. We go through an obscene amount of coffee. And a big shout out to Storch every election year who helps cover our coffee. Well, they don't pay for it, but we go there. Stop.
Yeah,
they're our number one stop for the day. And so,
how many badges? What's your badge at Dunkin'? Are you at the 25 yet?
No, I don't spend enough money at Dunkin' to have badges, Stan. Because I like to get my coffee from Storch where it's a little cheaper. But I'll stop at Dunkin' for a donut.
So, again, I'm forced.
Yeah.
The OG has to have a refresher every day before she goes to work.
Well, yeah.
So, because I've got 20,000 points,
yeah,
she gets her refresher for free, and then I buy my extra large coffee, so my points grow. So
you can't say all of this if we want Storch to have a Gazette ice cream.
Well, I understand it, but I'm just saying is, you know, fair play. I mean, hey, maybe we can get a Dunkin' thing. Maybe we can get a Newsy. Maybe we get a Newsy cup. And so within the family, Riley Wheeler, Stan and Shen Show sponsor, we're in a battle for badges. So like we're both at 25 so far, repeat runners. I'm closing in on 50, so I got to see how close Riley is.
I don't feel like this is something you should be like commending yourself on. That like you.
How much coffee do you think it takes for me to get through the day with the people I work with?
I know you start with an extra large in the morning, and then there's usually an extra large in your hand when you come in the afternoon. So I'm assuming at least two extra larges.
I'm getting my 64 plus ounces of fluid a day.
That's
as per doctor's orders.
It's supposed to be water, sir, and not brown water.
It's still water. Storch, I've got a plan to talk to somebody in the Dake family I'm going to bring that up. I think we'll get the publisher in on that with a conference call. And
well, I need to be there. It was my idea. I'm just putting it out there.
In case you forgot, like, Shannon had to be involved.
Yeah. I can help do the.
Shannon, I don't want the money. I just want the credit.
Yeah.
And the money. But seven people.
I'll take it in ice cream, though.
You would. Seven entries at the city center. I'm very excited because that'll be a great chance for us to do some of that Stan and Shen minus one on the street, be Stan and OG on the street, talking about chowder. I think there's going to be a lot of people there. Seven's great. It's great for the city center. And then I've got two other things that I really like about Chowder Fest. Do you have anything? What else did you like?
I mean, I like
flavors are just insane.
So I got to say that one stop, and I definitely need to see your reaction to this, especially Rita's.
I have orders now?
Yes. Saratoga Chocolate Company is going to have a raspberry chocolate chowder.
Not a problem.
If it's good, please
get some.
Bring me a sample. Thank you. That's all I ask. Also, I do like that there's a lot of vegetarian and vegan options on there.
Yes.
I'm just running down the list, and there's also options like if you kind of want to throw a little something extra in there, and by something extra I mean some sort of meat topping. There I have seen a couple places where they're like, oh, we'll have bacon to toss on top if you gotta have that bacon.
I can't believe it's an option. I'm so disappointed that that's an option.
You got to have vegetarian and vegan options. They're going to please everybody in the crowds.
So this is a really cool thing, and I know this is something Rita's going to be getting behind at Hattie's and at Mittler's Market. Two things. One is Hattie's going to have the Harvey's Smoked Chicken Corn Chowder.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing. Mittler's Market, lasagna chowder. So Rita could be hot on this.
Is that a chowder or is that a soup?
That's, who knows? She's going to have an opinion on that one.
Because they make a lasagna soup. I've seen the TikTok video.
So Mittler's automatically is going to get a thumbs up because there is a vodka tasting.
Oh, well.
That could make it a short day for the OG.
Just remember that alcohol and creamy-based items do not usually mix well.
Rita may just hold out just for the vodka tasting. But we'll see. But the between Hattie's and Mittler's Market, again, you know, just, you know, a couple storefronts away from each other, both are serving their chowders in sustainable bowls.
I also appreciate that. And then we saw a little bit of that, I think, during the Schenectady soup stroll.
We had a couple with a sustainable spoon.
Yeah.
Which I did keep and reuse for myself. That was like kind of neat. And I think that's kind of something that it's something maybe we talk about next year. Maybe we talk to, you know, to Maureen at DSIC and like, does it become a thing? Does it become a promotion for somebody? Do we, you know, and the same thing with Chowderfest is like, what goes in a sustainable bowl? And, you know, can we do more of that? Because it's a messy day. I mean, the DPW for both, for Schenectady, I mean, it's going to happen, you know, in Balsa Spot.
And then to remind people to please properly throw things out. Please do not
do the best you can.
Leave your trash laying around the city.
And that also leads me to share. I was at Chili Bowl last Saturday at the city center. And the whole premise
is... you've done the soup, the chili, and now the chowder.
I didn't get this big by being fussy. And the whole premise is you go in, you pay $5 admission or two non-perishable items. And then you go in and then you purchase a clay bowl made by the Saratoga Clay Arts Association. $25 to $100. The bowls are absolutely gorgeous, made by everybody in there. And then that's what you're sampling. You know, your five different star chefs are serving in that bowl. So that really helps your reusable. And then they still have the standard sample. So that really cut down on that. So commend them for that and that idea. And I think we may have to do a campaign, a Stan and Shen sustainable bowl. John D'Augustine, are you listening?
And then, when you ask what I also like about these events is obviously just sort of hearkening back to Schenectady Soup Strolls. This is a great opportunity for people to get out in the community. We do know that it draws thousands, but a lot of those people come from Saratoga Springs. And so it's always great to see that. It's great to see and support local businesses. And again, just my overall wish is that a lot of these sound delicious. And while I know I can't be there on Saturday, if you keep them on the menu, eventually, because, you know.
News at dailygazette.net.
Can't be there every single day, but.
Soup Stroll vendors, Chowder Fest vendors.
Yeah.
News at dailygazette.net. Attention Shen, it's on the menu.
Especially the, on the menu might be a new little thing we do. That's another idea. We'll talk about that later. But. Where I just sample foods and give my hot takes. It might be something. No, I really appreciate it, especially if the winners could continue making theirs, because I think that is something to just really showcase at your local business. So,
and if you're in a hurry and you're traffic adverse, Shannon could drive up to Saratoga, get off at exit 14, go to Bosie's, where there is a drive-through staffed by students, and they are serving not one, not two, but three different chowders. So you don't even have to get out of the Shen rig to get it. So they're going to serve.
My SUV has now become a rig.
It's a rig. It's a rig now. We're cool. Sausage and potato, a buffalo chicken chowder, and then a Cajun chicken and bacon chowder topped with fried jalapenos. That is on the way out for me. That is so Bosie's. I'm going to be driving out probably after 3-ish or so, and then circling back for the winners.
Is this you're letting them know when you're going to be there? Save me a sample.
Please save me a sample. I want to be there. I want to get it in. So that's it.
Yeah. I mean, are you prepared? Are you ready?
I'm ready. We're going
to
be doing.
Have you slimmed down your list of 82?
I have not slimmed down in any way, shape, or form. But
I think at max you're going to get to 10.
I think, like, I think
you're getting an eighth of the way, and I think you need to make decisions now on what you're
doing. It'll be there because part of the challenge is Rita has a seafood allergy, so there's a lot of them that get knocked off, the clam chowders and stuff like that.
But Which is very unfortunate because clam chowder is the best.
Oh, this is a late in life allergy that crept up on her, and she's miserable. So the tortilla soup she's going to be after, that cheeseburger, chowder she's going to be all over. So I'm going to leave like some of the meatier things to Rita to get her take on, and then we'll go from there. And then
don't forget my one request of the chocolate chowder. Go see our friends over at Saratoga Candy Company.
It never ends. There's always an ask.
Well, I just need to know chocolate chowder. I need to know. Kind of like when they had the chocolate soup at Soup Stroll. Was it a soup? Was it a drink? Was it a hot chocolate more than anything? Is chocolate chowder actually chowder? That is the question.
Stay tuned. Bye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.